Take your thoughts on, going over the film, trying to get ready for the last eight games of the season and things the offense has to do to make things right.
I mean, obviously the bye week is a great time to kind of self-scout, to take a look at areas that we need to improve in the second half. And, you know, it's no surprise. We've got to play better in the fourth quarter than what we have up until this point this season. But I think everybody kind of had a chance to get away from it. To disconnect a little bit and hopefully recharge the batteries. I think we've had good energy the beginning of this week, and we've got specific things that Smitty has laid out for us that we've got to work on, and I think guys are focusing on that. And, you know, we've got to translate, take from what we're doing on the practice field and make that translate into success on Sundays.
Matt, is it safe to say that the offense is just missing that one play at end of games to kind of put it away?
Yeah, you know, I think across the board, we've done some things well. I mean, we've done some things well on the offensive side of the ball, but we're missing a play here or a play there, and it's kind of a different thing each week. It's not, one thing that you can kind of point your finger at and say, if we could just, do this one thing better, that would be the solution to the problem. But it's kind of across the board we've made mistakes, so... we've looked at it. I think guys have had a chance to really look in the mirror, take a good hard look at themselves, self-evaluate, and I think guys have the right mindset. I really do. We can't change what happened in the first 8 weeks of the season. We'd love to, but you can't go back. And we've got to focus on what's in front of us, and that's taking care of business this week.
How much of it? What did you feel that you needed to the first half of the season? I got to do this better in the second half.
Well, I think just making plays when they're there, specifically in the fourth quarter, when there's opportunities that present themselves, you got to hit them. And it's not revolutionary or anything crazy. It's just, it is what it is. When the plays are there, we got to make them. And for me, that's one of the things that, I think a theme for us has to be, being opportunistic. There's different points throughout a game where opportunities present themselves, and we've got good enough players that we got to make those plays when they present themselves. And that's kind of going to be my focus heading into this week.
How much of a distraction is it when you see the speculation around Smitty and the coaching staff and those kinds of things?
I think everybody understands the nature of our business. And, Steven Jackson, a veteran guy who's been around here a couple of years but been in the league a long time, says it all the time to the guys in the locker room. We rent the lockers. We don't own them. And you've got to work every day to make sure that, you still have that space. And so you can't worry about it. You can't worry about all the things that are being said outside this building. You can't worry about, next week or 2 weeks from now. You got to focus on this week. And I think guys have bought into that. And I think Smitty's done a great job of getting that message across.
Now that you guys have had a chance to reset, do you take the approach overall and look at the big picture and say, we're still only two games out of first place. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, we understand, big picture where we're at. As ugly as it has been, we are where we are, and it is. It's two games out. So we've got to claw away at it one game at a time. I think guys, need to do a really good job of focusing on this week and not worrying about, everything else that could happen or everything else that's being said. I think guys need to focus on this week. And if we can do that and we can play the way that we're capable of, I think that's our best bet.